Hey, C3 family, we're finishing out Hebrews today. It is Wednesday and we're in chapter 13. These are his concluding remarks, the author here of Hebrews, and I've got to let you know he's all over the place here. Some really cool stuff here. It starts out by saying, keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. We're supposed to love others as if they are our siblings. And then he jumps clear across to another whole topic here. Verse 2, don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. That is a crazy cool verse there, that sometimes God has put angels that appear as if they're humans for people to see if they will show them love and hospitality. So remember that oftentimes I've gone across and helped somebody or seen somebody who is in need and actually thought about this verse and wondered if God had placed an angel just to see how I would respond to them. He even talks about remembering those people who were in prison and people who are mistreated. He shifts gears, heads right into talking about marriage and the importance of being faithful to your spouse. He talks about contentment. He goes on, and he does this a couple different times in this chapter to his audience, talks about imitating spiritual leaders. You'll see down in verse 17, and I'll come back from there, but he says, have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authorities because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. That's a little scary to me. I'll have to give an account for being a shepherd to my flock. It says, do this so their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you. Going backwards here again, he talks about being committed to good teaching, not crazy, strange teachings that are always out there. They always have been, but stick with the gospel. He then goes on to follow some talk about following some of the cultural commands that they had at the time, including some references to animal sacrifices. And then something really cool, he says here in verse 15, something that's very applicable to us. He says, through Jesus, therefore, let us continually to offer God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. So those two verses right here talk about the sacrifices that God wants from us. He wants us to sacrifice by praising him. That's a sacrifice. Sometimes we don't feel like praising when things aren't going well. And then the other sacrifice he talked about was doing good and sharing with others. He says, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. So we're to sacrifice to God through our lips, the fruit of our lips that openly profess his name. And we're to sacrifice to God by doing good and sharing with others, and that makes God pleased. That makes God happy. So that's really cool. He goes into some closing comments here at the end of 13. I think you'll enjoy this chapter, and I will be back with you tomorrow, and we'll head right into 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'll be back with you on Thursday.